says, Chishavti Drochai, I was planning where I was going. I was ready to go somewhere. So Shiva Ragmai Alitazacha, and my feet took me to the base Medrash. Planning to go to the base Merchas. And my feet took me there. Why does Allah bring down this Russia? How does a person go? Who is the Christ like? How does a person go? So it's all that there's a dargo where a person goes with Torah. I was planning to go somewhere. But Shiva Ragla, and my feet took me back to this message. Sometimes by us, it's the other way around. Yeah, we're on the way to base message and we find ourselves somewhere else. But Dr. Ralph wasn't like that. Dr. Ralph was Mishafti Drohai. He took him to the base message. It's an unbelievable dargo. That means the connection that Dr. Ralph's goof had to Torah was so deep and so comprehensive that his goof, his body, had a mind of its own. You want to go there? I need to go to I want to go to Beis Medrash. He found himself with them all. He found himself in Beis Medrash. Unbelievable darga. That's a darga because of chibur to Torah. How does a person get to that? What does it mean? Why does Chazal get signed as the measuring rod of the Kresa Tevechu? Find something interesting in the parsha. Everybody knows. Rashi says, "Kama for kama for kama for omen," that all the brachas and the klolos of the Teich of the Kresa are all totally in a medus batera. Rashi starts off with the first Rashi, Kresa Tevechu, which is to a medus batera, that's the brachas. The Vloitish Muli Rashi says, "Not a medus batera." All the brachas and all the klolos. The klolos are shocking and the brachas are gevaldic. All totally are medos vatoyer. So the pasuk shot is Rashi says later in the parasha that a medos vatoyer and the lack of it is really the beginning of a series of a cycle of deterioration. Rashi says it. Pasuk tefav aver geveras aver mishena loyloma loyasa. Moyes Bachir, Soyes Achomim, Moyneas Achir, Kaifu Rabbis, Kaifu Rabbis. Rashi describes the seven step process of deterioration that starts off with a lack of Avedos Matoyo. So the problem shot in the Rashi is that somebody who's Avedos Matoyo doesn't begin this cycle, this downward cycle, which ends off in Kaifer Be'ikr. But a lack of Torah causes an entire cycle, step by step, from Yerida. Le'lama, you don't learn properly. Le'alsa, you don't do mitzvahs properly. Then Moyes Bachir, all of a sudden, the guy says, he starts to say opinions. That guy and that guy. You always have to ask him whenever you're sitting with somebody, you know, and the guy's Moyes Bachir. Talks negatively of people doing mitzvahs. You have to check. When was the last time you learned the Tosfos properly? You always have to check. That's what Rashi's saying over here. Moyes Bachir doesn't stop with Moyes Bachir. Moyes Bachir is stage three of this Ruchnius deterioration. It starts with Loy Lomad, then it's Loy Also, then it's Moyes Bachir. Then it's Soyneas Achachomer. He says, Day is about Victor. Stage four. Also Loy Lomad. He asked the guy, what are the two thoughts of Enmigo? And the guy says he knows better. You always have to check, what was the last time you learned something? Then when he asks Achir, then he comes, he stops, he starts to share other people. Kaifer, the mitzvah is Kaifer Veger, deterioration. So when Rashi says that the Teichacha and the prophets and the Klolis are really totally Rekoi and Amelos Vatera, the Pashem Shah Rashi means is that the beginning, you know, are you on the program or not? Amelos Vatera is your Amelos Vatera, you'll be okay. You won't get to any of these huge you read this in Ruchnius, but the lack of Mitzvah Torah causes the Torah to fall. All the shocking klolas, Bruce West, changes. The guy wasn't thinking and learning. Today you have all the klolas of Torah, and the shocking klolas, out of Betty in the fifth grade. One power problem. Had a Rebbe in fifth grade over 50 years ago who learned with us the psukim of Bechukai. We were learning Bechukai said that he told us how it was the sky in the concentration camp that it was in every pasuk. Every pasuk he dashed without Rashi. Every pasuk was in the sky. So for a lack of Amelus Bateru, we get there. Is the pshat in his name? Rashi says what the answer is. Because like Lama, like also, like his Bachir, Sayyid Yasachachomim, until. And Takatru, by the way, in all the places where there was a lack of Amelus Batura, they ended up with it. Where there was a weakening in stage one, they got to stage seven. Rashi was darshan in the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. It's a cycle that a person can't stop unless a person stops the cycle or goes back up to Amelus Batura. But also, Lanish, what's Takatru Shat that everything begins and ends with Amelus Batura? What's Takatru Emrik of the Zach? Pasuk says in the later on in the parasha, and it's something that repeats itself over and over again in the Torah. Imtelchu imi keri afani elach. Rashi says when we say the omru aroi, the word keri comes from the lashon of mikre. She'enoi elo leporkim. Ken telchu aroi b'mitzvus. That's interesting. Rashi says that the sherish of the Teichacha is that we go with the Abish to carry casual relationship, a mikra, hin and run. Alright, it's temporary, it's not a permanent, ongoing, stable relationship. Alright, leprokim. Occasionally, on and off. It's about the Gazach. And when we'll see the Pasha, the whole Teichacha revolves around carry. Do you have a steady relationship with Abish, or do you have a casual relationship, a passing relationship, a temporary relationship, a Rayanika relationship? Einoi Elo Leprokim. This reminds us, this Lashon of Rashi, of Einoi Elo Leprokim, reminds us of a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Tes. Gemara says of Tzadik Tes in the Bay is a Pasuk. Noyev Isha Chasar Lev. A Rizik of Gemara. Noyev Isha Chasar Lev. Noyev Isha is somebody who's Mizana. He has a relationship outside marriage. Chasar Lev, he doesn't have a heart. Omer Ishmak is Al Leimin Torah Leprokim. That somebody who learns Torah Leprokim. I don't know. Shocking Rashi here. Rashi says, the Einoi Leimet Tadir Tadir, he doesn't learn steady, constant. Kemoi She'en Le'isha, somebody doesn't have a wife. Ubay Le'pam, who's a Le'isha. What, sometimes this, sometimes that. He doesn't learn Tadir, he doesn't learn steady. Chasar Le'ev is missing his heart. It's Leimet Toiru Le'prokim. Well, what do you mean you're missing your heart? What does that mean? Don't make me missing heart, but the chat is that there's no relationship. The Le'ev means the Kesher. Kaler Torah Leprokim means that Pa'amuzeh, what's Pa'amuzeh? So the kid asks, he doesn't learn Tadir, so when yet? The Torah says, it's when it's convenient. That's what it means, V'noyeh Isha Chasar Lev, Pa'amuzeh, so when yet? I mean, it's a one-sided relationship. When it's convenient for the Baal, when it's convenient for the Noyeh, that's what Chasar Lev, there's no giving. There's no relationship, there's no dedication, there's no loyalty, there's no mysterious nefesh, there's no tircha, there's no inconvenience. Na'yef isha chasar leg zu alay v'tar leprokim. I got the Moshal of Chazal is even more shocking. Chazal say that a person learns leprokim when a person learns it broken up times. So it's like the na'yef has many different noshim. That means there's no connection between the sugyas. Pam mezu, leprokim. So there's no connection, there's no bond, there's no connecting to that. It's not one shtickle Torah. I mean, the Torah, Prokim number one and Perik number two have nothing to do with each other. The Dakar strange, the Noyev Isha Chasar Lev, they have no shaykhs to each other. Pomim Zu. is there's no connecting of the dots, because there's no continuity, there's no stability, there's no chativa achas of Torah. But Baker, it's chasal lev, there's no relationship. It's a Torah without a heart. It's a Torah of convenience. Noyef isha chasar lev, zuhaloymet Torah v'chokim. So, when the Torah HaKadosh talks about carry, that a person has a, call it a hit and run relationship with Eberish, the one he bumps into, the parkim. The guy who learns the parkim, when he doesn't learn, we know him. That's the parkim, that's the breaks. But when does he yet learn? When it's convenient, when it works out, when you bump into it. You happen to be in the base manager, there's a map of Vigo, and there's a Musa Bunke, and it's a Gishmak Asukya, and it's a the parkim. When it works out, pom zu. There's nothing that connects it. There's no chativa achas, and there's no relationship. It's chasar lev. There's a more likazach. Mamash amamal likazach. I mean, there's such a thing as a person learning Torah leprakim, which is chasar lev. It's not a relationship with Erishta. It's like the relationship of a person who's not married. Shein le ishan. Person's not married. Pom zu. So it's a casual stuff. There's no connection. There's no dedication. There's no lev. The Gemara that can ask me now. The Gemara says in Brachas, the famous Gemara, the Gemara brings Pasuk in Tehillim. Rigzu v'altechto, imru b'lavachem, al mishkanachem, v'doim musallah, says the Gemara that hey, omra levi b'chom, aloil yag is other yetzitay v'yetzahara. A person should always make a battle, a fight. Shenemar, rigzu v'altechto, rigzu. Get angry at the Yitzhara, that will cause you not to do a chesed. If Nitzchu, whatever that works. In Lav Yashik Matur, Shenemar, Imru Bilbachim. So, Rigzu Valtechto means stage one is fight the Yitzhara, Rigzu. Get angry at it. It doesn't work. Imru Bilbachim. Say something in your heart. Where's the Erebnes to Imru Bilbachim is Torah? From where the Kazakh? State on this Gemara that the Torah that a person uses to fight the Yetzer Hara is called Bilavachem. The Torah that David HaMelech came to teach us that a person uses to fight the Yetzer Hara, that's the Torah of Bilavachem. It's a Torah that's in your heart, not a regular Torah. It's the Torah of Bilavachem. Let's see this Gemara in Sanhedrin. We understand what the Pshat is. Halach Chazal said in Sanhedrin. What's called a Torah without a heart? Chasar lev. What's called a Torah without a lev? Without the heart, without the dedication, without the loyalty, without the connection, without the relationship. Chasar lev. It's not a person. It's not a casual, non-obligatory relationship. That's how they return the parker. It means you're not connected. It's only a one-way relationship when it's convenient for you. That's chasar lev. That's a Torah without lev. So imru b'levavchem means it's a Torah that's in your heart. Shetam v'rebi gazach. What type of Torah is the Torah that a person can use to fight the Yetzer? Many times we Bachar always ask. I always ask myself sometimes. They promised us that if you learn, it'll take care of all the problems. You ever heard that line? By the way, it's a Shinra Deus. The item so many years, they stopped asking the question. I think about five years ago, about 30 years, I heard these questions. That they promised us that if you learn, it'll take care of all the 8 hours. But the item got the Yuyish from us, so they even stopped asking about that. It's another Dara. What's that Kamsha, by the way? Brossi 8 hours, Brossi Terra Tablet. Torah takes care of the Yetzara. About the Torah takes care of the Yetzara. If it's Imru B'Lavachem, if it's a Torah delayed, Torah is the Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But about the relationships are two-sided. Relationships have obligations, have dedication, have loyalty. Relationships have achrayis. So, which type of Torah is the Torah that a person uses to fight the Yetzirah, that's Imru B'Lavachem, it's a Torah that's in your heart. But V'noyeh Isha Chasar Lev, so live a Torah L'Prakim. When a person has a hit and run, casual, prakim dicker relationship with the Eivishta, so we're not talking in the Eivishta, it's Pamzu. Azat Torah doesn't protect the person. Because Azat, the protection, why is Torah protect from the Yetzirah, by the way? It's not a, kind of magic was that? Kind of school of Torah protects from the Eitz Hara because Torah is Dveikus and Eibushna. Torah protects from the Eitz Hara because Torah is Dveikus and Eibushna. What Eibushna you're taking care of? But it has to be a removal of outcome. It has to be a Torah that's in the heart. The Deif Isha Chasar Deif, a Torah that's not in the heart, that doesn't have a relationship, that doesn't have an obligation, that doesn't have a loyalty, that doesn't have a dedication, that doesn't have connection. As that Torah is not going to protect the person because it's a one-sided relationship. That's the Shabb and Neuf, Isha Chasal Deif, Zuh Alei Matera Leprokim. So, what's the Pashim Shah in the Parashah? Amedus Batoira is the beginning of the deterioration of a person. It's the first step. Why is it the first step? Because Amedus Batoira, what's Amedus Batoira mean? Amedus Batoira means not learning out of convenience. Amedus means a mutchering. Amedus Batoira could be time-wise, but it's not convenient for me time-wise. That's Amedus Batoira. Amedus Batoira was quality-wise. A person learns a taste, a person learns a rajbo. A person wants to go somewhere else, and the broker, and he says, no, I'm not going to do it only when it's convenient for me. It's a dedicated relationship. So, Amelus Batoira is the etzem attach of the constant nature of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Mordechai Rashi in Avodah Zarah. What says in Avodah Zarah, you tell us on the Pasuk? Kim B'Tarah Hashem Chepto, B'Tarah Sayeg, Yaakov Olaylo. What's the capital Talmud? Chazal Darshan, B'tchila Nikra al Shmo Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Toros Hashem, Ul B'Soyif Nikra al Shmo Yishal B'Toros Soy. Says Rashi, Nikra al Shmo Yishal, how does it become yours? Oisei Talmud Shem Torach Bo. He was Tereach for it. He bothered himself, he mutchered for it. What was the tircha? How did it transfer over from Torah Hashem to Torah Soy? How did he develop a relationship with Torah? Torah Soy Yagya Volayla, that means it was constant. The Torah is the constant nature because it's not always convenient. The Iker Nekud of Amelus Torah is the constant nature of not the Leprokim, where it's constant. Because the Yisoid of Amelus Torah, this is before Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that it becomes Torah Soy because of Torah Bo. And what does the Pasuk describe as Torah Bo? Yegi Yom Bolela. Yegi Yom Bolela doesn't mean that a person doesn't sleep, by the way, and doesn't eat, and doesn't do what he needs to do. Torah Yegi Yom Bolela means that it's a constant. It's a constant Zach. It's a constant relationship. It could be that that's the Oimek that the Pachin Yitzchok speaks about in I think in his Sefer on Shavuos that he says an interesting horror. Find in Kriya Shema, the Pasuk says about Torah, Lach Tavodeh, Shavu, Shavu, Kavei Sefer, Lach Tavodeh, constant, wherever you are, where you're sitting, you're going. See, he asks a horror. There are many mitzvahs which are mitzvahs to medias. Yerushimayim is also Lach Tavodeh, Meshif Tavodeh, Sefer. Av is also Lach Tavodeh, Meshif Tavodeh. There are many mitzvahs which are constant and all the time. What's up with the Torah tells it about my Torah? He says the Torah is over there. I did not understand it. Okay, take a look at it. But Efshar, maybe this is what he meant. But Lefiat Torah Me'ila, Yir Shemayim is a constant Zach. If a person misses an hour of Yir Shemayim, so he didn't destroy his relationship with Yir Shemayim. He's not married to Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is in on the Gavra. You have to have Yir Shemayim the whole time. Oy, oh, you didn't have Yir Shemayim for an hour? So you missed out Yir Shemayim for an hour. But Shtal Zuchar, Moir Abaisai, that a guy gets married, and under the chuppah he says, Hari Amu Kadesh Asli, except for Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10. And he made a shiur in the Kiddushin. And it wasn't hell. That's a, he's married. That's a half goal only from 8 to 10, or it's up figure on the whole relationship. It's called the constant relationship, right? Because it's not a constant zach. The tmidius of Torah is different than the tmidius of mitzvah. The tmidius of the mitzvah's tmidius is about the other guy. A person has to have a year, a person has to have a hour. But a person who doesn't have alpha for an hour missed an hour of alpha, missed an hour of yira. But it's not a destruction of his relationship with yira. But a person who has a relationship which is the parkim, so it's not the shot I missed the hour in between the zat. The whole nature of the relationship is a relationship with Allah, because it's a noyafisha. How the Chazal said, Chazal darshan on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Says Rashi, Yoy Matan Torah. Matan Torah was called a marriage. So first of all, Shteita, that our Torah is the relationship with the Eivishter. That's how we connect to the Eivishter. Yom Chasu Nosei Kipshutoy. But it's very interesting. Rashi in Tainis that Chofov says that the Matan Torah was the Matan Torah from Kippur of Luchas Shnius, not Luchas Rishonius. There's different Pirush and why it could be before in the Gemara there. I saw once a Maritic Pirush. Why is the Yom Chasu Nosei Matan Torah Luchas Shnius? Because there's a fundamental difference between Luchas Rishonius and Luchas Shnius. Luchas Rishonius, Klal Yisrael didn't do any Tirkha for Kuchal. It was the Matan of Shemayim. And when Klal Yisrael did the Ched, it disappeared. Luchas Shnius, Shtei Psalcha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to create. It wasn't Bichta Melekim. Chorazal Luchas. Luchas Shnius was Psalcha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to mutchuzich and carve it out and stay in all the Svarim. That's why Luchas Shnius was a lasting thing, because he worked for it. It was a two-sided relationship. So the Yom Chasu Nosei, the marriage of Torah, the Dveikus of Torah, the Dveikus of the Eivishter that we get through Torah is Luchas Shnius, not Luchas Rishonius. Luchas Shnius is Tircha, is Amal, is making an effort, stepping out of our comfort zone. That's a relationship, that's Yom Chasu Nosei. So the Tmidis of Torah, of Lomid Torah, of Prokim, is a Hafkah in the etzim nature of our relationship with Torah, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, of the etzim relationship with Hafkah, even when we're learning it's Hafkah, it's Andros or Torah, it's Pomazu, the things don't connect, the dots don't connect. And that's what it says in this Gemara by the Zohar and Rashi, that the Tircha that makes it Torah Soi, that connects the person to Torah, is the Yegir, that it's a constant Zach. Then we're connected, that it's not the Prokim. So that it says in Rashi that the lack of Amelos Batoira, which it says in this Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that the Iker Tirch of Amelos Batoira, the Mutshurai, the Shrek of the Torah, is when it's not convenient for me. So it's constant, it's Yegav, it's a constant relationship, it's the relationship of Yom Chasu Nosei. Rashi says it's Shir Hashim over there. Yom Chasu Nosei is of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is Yom Man Toira, Vikivlu Ula. They have a couple of oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We undertook a oil. It's not voluntary, it's not one-sided. That's a chasadah. Chasadah is a constant relationship. It's not hin and run, it's not casual, it's not aroi. The yisoid of amelos is the yisoid of stepping out of the comfort zone of convenience. That's not a bechina of noyif isha chasar leiv. Says Rashi that the entire toichacha is carry, is aroi. Is a temporary, casual, hidden and wrong, one-sided relationship. The shirish of all brachas and klalas is, are we married to the Eivishter or not? Are we dovek to the Eivishter or not? The side of the klalas is carry. It's temporary. It's leporka. The mela, it's poshut. The Rashi says that the beginning of all the deteriorations begins with the lack of a melos batayr. Because a lack of a melos batayr means it's a marriage of convenience, it's a relationship of convenience, it's a one-sided relationship. The person stepped back from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once that happens, from there it's a downhill slide. It's already a slide downhill already. The person stepped back from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he left the relationship. It's neyef isha tasar leiv zol leventar leproker. That's not an imruv levacha, that's not a teru of the leiv, it's not a teru of dvekas and a kodesh baruch hu. So yes, the lack of a melos batayr is the cause of all the ruchnias deteriorations, because it's the detachment from the darga of yom chasu nosei, it's a detachment from the darga of the tmidias of teru b'shiftach ha-beisach ha-molechach. It's an undoing of the entire been fierce of what Toivo came for, which was Yevnasanasa to be done with Hinakota's role. From there, it's a downhill slide already. There's that void of Leprokim, of a Torah Shabbalev, of having a constant nature. And the same way in a marriage, the test of a marriage is when a person steps up and steps out of their comfort zone. And that's a simen and a sibah of loyalty, connection, relationship, bond. In Torah, it's al mazach. Carry, which says, David says, if we have a casual relationship, so take care of yourselves. Work it out. You're not with me anymore. And it all begins that the devek, the glue, the dvekus, Tarkarash Bohu, comes through Torah, because that's Yom Nasan Asay. So David HaMalek said, means that I have a steady relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a relationship of convenience. So, said David HaMelech, I went out to the store. My feet took me to Beis Medrash. You know why? Because my feet took me home. Because that's where I belong. That's what I'm connected to. Sometimes a person... Many times I drive back from Yeshiva and I have to go somewhere. And then I find myself on my way home. My car goes there. My car is not such a ruchaniistic pattern. But like double developed seat. But the person goes home. That's naturally where your GPS takes you. So if David HaMelech was married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's such a kasha that he ended up in the Beis Medrash, that was a natural place. If the Beis Medrash is a place where a person comes when it's convenient, when it's easy, when it's geschmack, so then fakir, it's a chiddush that he arrived in the Beis Medrash. That's an unusual event, that's the prokim, when things work out. But otherwise, what's the kasha, why is he took the Beis Medrash? That's his natural place, that's where he's connected. I always like to end off with a story of the Gemaisa that I heard from Uf Rishon about the incredible going Oilam and Shakhtin of the door of Shmuel Birkam Zatzal. It was a Maisa that somebody told me they were the Maisa from the party themselves, somebody that I trust. There was a girl who unfortunately was very ill with Mahla. And she went to him and asked him for a bracha. She said, "Give your bracha." She said, "No, she wants a guarantee that she's going to survive." He said, "I'm not a rebbe. Can't promise." She said, "If I'm leaving until you promise me." He had no choice. He promised her. Then she came back after a few years, and she said, "Nobody wants to marry me. Give me a bracha. Find the shidduch." He said, "Give your bracha." No, he said, "I'm not leaving until you promise me I'm getting married." She said, "I'm not a rebbe." She said, "Fine, I'll leave." He had no choice, he promised to get married. After they got married, she came back a third time and says, "Never have all the treatments, give me a half talk, I'm going to have children." He said, "Not a rebbe." So she said, "I'll leave until he promised to have kids." He had no choice, he promised. At the Bris, a year later, somebody asked him and said, you became a rebbe. What does that mean? You promised it like this, and hear what he said. Said to Shmuel Birkbaum, "Ich gehe mit Abai and Rava 70 Jahre. I'm going with Abai and Rava 70 years. Yeah, that's the Kreis HaTilech. I'm going with Abai and Rava 70 years. What he asked me, Kashas. Ich gehe mit Abai and Rava 70 Jahre. I'm walking with Abai and Rava 70 years. I don't have a casual relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have a calendar that you're going to focus on. Gave it a back, so what's the, what is in conscious?